So, like, Shankara finished the 7th shloka, and after that he starts the 8th shloka by telling Kasmin Kali. So in the last part he said that Manashashtani Indriyani Srotradini Prakritistani Swastane Karnashashkulyadav Prakritav Sitani Karshyati Akarshyati. So it draws out, so he said, like, when, how Samsaranam and Utkramanam happens, like he said, the self along with the mind and the indriyas, it pulls out these from their respective positions. So when does it pull out? Kasmin Kale. So that is a sangadi. Like, when does it pull out? That is what the Lord says in the 8th shloka. So he says, like, yachapi. So the shloka is, like, you know that, right? So the shloka is very well known. So yachapi yada cha api utkramati ishwarah dehadi sankara swami jivah. So yachapi utkramati, yachapi yada chapi, yada means when, yada cha api utkramati. So when or whenever, when cha api and also, so whenever also, like whenever the utkramanam happens. Utkramanam of whom? Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha here means, like, Ishwara is not, like, in the previous shloka he said Jiva is an amsham of Ishwara. So it is not, here Ishwara is not Paramatman. So that's the way in many places in Vedanta. The same word can have different meaning or different import. For example, if you go through Shankara Bhashyam some chapters, you can find that word Atma is used in Gita in many places for the body as well as the self. Like, Uddaret Atmana Atmanam Natmanam Avasadayet. So Uddaret Atmana Atmanam Atmana Atmanam. Atmana Atmanam means, like, the Atman by Atman Nakam, direct meaning, that's the direct meaning. But Shankara gives here the meaning about body. A person has to lift the self with the help of the other non-self. So that is the meaning there of the two words of Atma. So in many places such things are there. So here Ishwara doesn't mean Paramatman, but Ishwara means Dehadi Sangata Swami Jivaha. So it is Jivaha. Jivaha, what is the quality of the Jiva? Dehadi Sangata Swami. He is a Swami. He is the controller. He is the owner of Dehadi Sangatam. Or he is the, like, owner of the Sangat, like the mixture of body, etc. Body, mind and all those things. So, like, here if you can see Ishwara, the word Ishwara means, like we had seen in Ishavasi Upanishad, Shankara says about Ishwara means eat or a person who controls. So how can Ishwara be Jiva? That is what Shankara explains in the word that Dehadi Sangata Swami. Swami means master. A master always controls what is under his control or what he is mastering. Therefore, the word Swami there justifies Jiva to be the Ishwara. So here Ishwara can be the Swami of the entire world, Jagat Swami or Dehadi Sangata Swami. When it is Jagat Swami, it is Paramatman. When it is Dehadi Sangata Swami, Jiva. So that is different derivative or interpretation of the word Ishwara. You're understanding, right? Like,
yeah, understand.
So you can, like, can really find out the expertise and the deep meaning of Shankara, like how he explains it. Like Ishwara, he justifies Ishwara as Jiva by giving the word Swami there. So when Utkramanam happens for the Jiva, when the Jiva's Utkramanam or leaving the body or getting out of the body happens, then what happens? Tada Karshati. So the question was kasmin kale, during what time, when does the jiva withdraw the organs along with the mind? So he says when the jiva leaves the body, utkramanam tada karshyati, tada at that time karshyati iti shlokasya dvitiya padaha artavasha pratamyena sambadhyate. tada karshyati, the karshyati iti shlokasya dvitiya padaha, the second quarter of the verse which speaks about karshanam. So the second part of the shloka which speaks about karshanam, iti shlokasya dvitiya padaha artavashat, because it is like for giving a proper meaning, artavashat, proper artham, pratamyena sambadhyate. So the words karshati in the second quarter has to be related, sambadhyate, has to be related to the first part, first quarter, in order to get a proper meaning. Yeah, what here Shankara says here is tada karshati, at that time it does karshanam, akarshanam happens. And this is the relation between the first quarter and the second quarter. Shariram yadavapnoti yachapi utkramati ishvarah, utkramati ishvarah. So yachcha api, that's where it explains cha api, because the first part comes shariram yadavapnoti. But here it is like Shankara first speaks about utkramanam, explains utkramanam, and then explains the coming into the body.
Okay.
So it is like the first quarter and the second quarter are related, because it is the both the jiva, and it is the jivas, like when all jiva does karshanam.
Okay.
Got it right?
Yeah.
Yada cha purvasma sharira sharira antaram avapnoti. This is the reason why Shankara gives shariram yada avapnoti in the next line, because first we have to assume a state when there is already a body. So what's the point here is, like, we have to first assume that a body is there, and then what happens, utkramanam happens, another shariram is God. So though the Lord speaks about like shariram avapnoti first and then utkramanam, but Shankara gives here the logical way.
Okay.
Means like first you need to have a shariram, and then you get out and then attain the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So the relation between the first and the second quarter is that both are times when karshanam happens. Tada karshati. So that is the relation between both the quarter of the verses. That's why Shankara says Data Karshati. So that akarshanam happens in the both the places. So yadacha purvasma sharira, yadacha also cha, yada also when, purvasma sharira from the previous sharira, sharira antaram avapnoti, antaram another shariram, avapnoti attains. Antaram word is used in many meanings. So here it is kind of another. So another body, avapnoti, it attains. Tada,
okay.
At that time, what does it do? Tada karshati is anyway there. So what does it really do? Akarshanam. Akarshati means what? That is explained as tada grihitva. So though the Lord has explained in the previous part that manashishtani indriyani prakritistani karshati, akarshati, it says. So akarshanam is attracting or getting out, right? And what is that really meaning? That is tada grihitva, after grihitva, after capturing or after taking what, tani means that or his. It's not tani, grihitva etani. So etani means this means whatever is under discussion. So grihitva means taking what all, these means what all, what all are akarshati, whatever is attracted. So that is what the Lord Shankara says here, tada grihitva etani manashashtani indriyani. Etani means manashashtani indriyani, the indriyas along with the mind as the six. Samyati, samyati means samyakyati gachati. Samyakyati, samyak means like in a proper way. In a proper way, yati. Yati means like kind of, it's yati means it's movement or going is the meaning there. So Shankara says gachati, that is the meaning there, goes. So tada, at that time, grihitva, after taking etani. Etani means what? Manashashtani indriyani. Samyati, samyati means what? Samyakyati. Samyakyati, proper going. Yati means what? Gachati. Kim iva iti, kim iva means like, okay, I understand that what you are saying, that it takes everything and goes. But can you give an example? Can you give an example? So kim iva iti. So like what? If it is as aha, the Lord says vayuhu. Vayuhu means bhavanaha, means air. Gandhan iva. Gandhan iva ashayat pushpadehe. Gandhan. Gandhan means like, you know the word derivation, right? Gandhan is the like pratama vibhakti for that. So gandhan means like smell, or smells you can say. So bahuvachan. So gandhan. Gandhan ashayat. Ashayat means pushpadehe, means from flowers, etc. Iva, like. So vayuhu, as vayu. Vayu is the subject there, pavanah. Gandhan. Gandhan iva means iva, like vayu. Ashayat gandhan. From pushpadehe, from flowers, orders. So like vayu, taking out smell from flowers. Similarly is what happens here. So I don't know whether you are understanding the way Bhashyas go. If you understand the way Bhashyas are written, like most of the words as Sanskrit valid sentences, they may not make real sense, but as explanation of each word, that is what Bhashya does. Bhashyam means like that which goes in par with the original, and then it explains each word of the original. That is what is called a Bhashyam. That alone can be termed a Bhashyam. If few words are left out, then it's not a Bhashyam. It's either a Vyakhya or a Tika. So here, like Shankara is explaining, is giving a Bhashya. Therefore, if you see the line, tada grihitva tani manashashtani indriyani samyati samyakyati gachati. Just take that part. If you take that part, the original, like, original shloka has grihitva etani samyati manashashtani indriyani, right? So Shankara takes out each of those words, arranges in proper order, so that, like, if you take just those words in Shankara's, like, line, if you just take out the words in the original in the same order that Shankara gives, it will give the proper meaning. So see, sattada grahitva etani manashashtani indriyani samyati. That's it. So if you see that, it will really make sense. But in Bhashyam, what happens is all those words, so the first thing is, like, in a Bhashyam you will have to take out words and arrange them in proper order so that it gives a proper meaning. If you see the second, like vayuhu pavana gandhaniva ashaya. So there, like, he takes the words and puts them in proper order, and then, like, each of those words, if some words require explanation, you will have to explain that word. Like, you see ashayat. Ashayat is explained as pushpadehe, from pushpa, etc. So that's how bhashyas go. I don't know whether you are getting or understanding it. Puriyartha, or you are
Puriyartha.
Okay, so that's the way bhashyas are written. So once you understand this, once you get used to this kind of thing, like, once you know a word and then that is there in the original, then the next line or then the next few words would be explanation of those.
Okay.
So Shankara again continues, like the Lord said, like when has been answered. So now, like again, the Lord speaks as to kani punaha tani. So when has been explained, now tell me, like, what is that? What are those indriyas? You said mana shashtani indriyani. Mana along with the mana, which is the sixth one, with indriyas. So you said indriyas. Okay, let's say I don't know indriyas. So what are indriyas? So kani hi punaha tani. Punaha, again, tani. Putani or etani, I don't know, in PDF it shows tani. Should be etani, I guess. Or etani means these, tani means those. So it's like telling something which is very near, something which is very far, little bit far. Etani means like something which is etad. Etad chalata, like it's something which is very near to us. Idam means this. Etad means this. Both are this only. But the only difference being that etat means etat shariram, you can say. You don't say etat jagat, you say idam jagat. Means like which is very close, you say as etat. So similarly, etani is very close, tani means which is those. Or whatever has been explained previously, it's not very close. Means etani is used in the same line. Like when you speak about something in a particular shloka or in a particular line, and then you want to refer to it again, you use etani or etad. Etad is for one, etani is for many.
Okay.
So kani punaha tani. So what are those? Those organs which you mentioned, what are those? Srotram chakshuhu sparshanam cha twagindriyam rasanam ghranam eva cha manaha cha shashtam pratyekam indriyena saha. Like he gives each of those organs here now. So he says srotram. First is srotram. Srotram, then chakshuhu, then sparshanam, the skin. So he is here, though the Lord is speaking about the place of particular organ, shrotram. Shrotram is generally interpreted as ears. So it's not exactly ears, but the indriyam. So that's why, like Shankara at the end says, in twag indriyam rasanam granam eva cha manaha cha, mind also, shashtam, manaha cha, sixth. Like, and the shashtam, sixth, pratyekam indriyena saha. Like pratyekam, each one of them, each one of these, indriyena saha, along with their organ. So these respective positions or respective places are the respective tanmatras along with their organ. Adishthaya. Adishthaya means like a kind of presiding over, staying over. Dehastaha. Dehastaha means like in the particular, like in the body. Dehastaha. So adishtaya dehastaha vishyan shabdadin upasevate. So each of these indriyas, right, each of these like the tanmatras or the particular it's not organ but the particular capability, you can say, or quality, whatever, however you turn it. So those tanmatras, pratyekam indriyena saha, along with their indriyas, adishtaya, presiding over, where? In the body, dehastaha, vishayan, shabdadin. Vishayan means like the shabdadin, the vishayas, shabdas, parsha, and all those vishayas, upasevate, it enjoys. So what are those indriyas? So the Lord says that these are the indriyas, srotram, chakshu, all these are the indriyas. And like the real tanmatras along with these indriyas are presiding over adishtaya. Adishtaya means what? In the deha. Presiding over in the deha, dehastaha. And they experience, they enjoy vishayan, they enjoy the sense objects.
Okay.